As you know, my dear friend Christine and I get together a few times every week to do a Bible study. We'd arranged to do one yesterday, last night. I didn't feel good, I must admit. My throat was hurting and I felt very tired. And I wanted to do the study. I was really, really looking forward to it. But I've planned an early night. Then I got Andrew's text. And like you said, what would Jesus do? Yeah. And I made a choice. And it was absolutely unforgettable last night. All those wonderful young people had made a choice for Jesus. Yeah. And it was absolutely wonderful. Well, when I finally got home... No. When I finally got home... I went straight to bed, but I can never go straight to sleep. I always have to read first. And this book, Andrew and Grace, got me for my birthday, A Daily Walk Through Proverbs for Men. And I opened it, and the subject was choices, choices, choices. God works. And it says, your life is a series of choices. From the instant you wake up in the morning until the moment you nod off to sleep at night, you make lots of decisions. Decisions about the things you do, decisions about the words you speak, and decisions about the thoughts you choose to think. Simply put, the quality of those decisions determines the quality of your life. So, if you sincerely want to lead a life that is pleasing to God, you must make choices that are pleasing to him. He deserves no less. Right. And neither, for that matter, do you.
Yeah.
Life is pretty much like a cafeteria line. It offers us many choices, both good and bad. The Christian must have a spiritual radar that detects the difference not only between bad and good, but also among good, better and best.
Yeah.
Amen. And the proverb was, the generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. Amen.